Begin the Gemara. Daf Masechtas Gittin. Daf Chav Gimel. Begin. I mean, I'll begin Tosfos Masechta. Begin with the Gemara. Wait a second. If that's the case that you describe, the reason why Chesha Bekadin is Kasha because you have a good Olam Gabov. So then, if you have Yisrael Amid Bechul, then even if you have a non-Jew and you have Yisrael Amid Gabov, should also be good. So Pirush Tosfos comes to explain why is this Gemara asking specifically under Funa's teaching. It should be the same thing if we didn't have Funa's qualification. What's the difference between Akum and Chesha Bekadin? So it says, Bishlim below Emer Gabov, we would understand if it wasn't Toma, we'd do the adult standing, but Nich would make sense, because except for Nachman held, yeah, the Ike Hekeira, the Kaisman Lashma Piabal, where there is a recognition that the Chesh Lib Kadim, they're writing it because the husband's telling them, so we would understand that it works. But by a non Jew who has his own Das, it wouldn't be recognizable that he was doing it specifically for the sake of this one. This group and it qualifies says no, it wouldn't work on their own. You would have to have specifically an adult standing over it. That's why it's valid. Also, if you have a girl above, it should be obvious for doing for the Jew. Obviously, then the inference is, but like girl above, Mayri, there must be that there's no adult standing over. Then maybe cannot do question. And then the question goes back to the place. And if they don't have intelligence, how does it work? Next text master begins the Gemara that no, Oyv Kacham Ladad did Nafshka, but he does it for his own self, and therefore even if a good Lamech above, he wouldn't necessarily be doing it for the Jew wants him to do. It would not be considered Lishma. Which says this came on the reads, I wanted to tell the Rikid to repeat him. I'm meeting Gemara, but it's not the Chabzan Men Alf. Boyer Behuda Bruda asks Mila Lishma regarding that. Begudi requires that Mila has to be done for the sake of the mitzvah Mila. Now, Tafelach even so Katani Yom Alar Moi says the Aramean could do Mila. But it doesn't say he's doing it for himself. Why? I thought a good does it for himself. So how is it being done lishma? So memory he says, no, the this is the way he said that he does it for himself. I'm trying to stop. That's when you do something unspecific. When you do something unspecific by get, that we don't presume it's automatically lishma. As we find by the lachas of karbanis. It's not ready that regular animal is not a carbon, regular woman's not ready to be divorced. So stam is not valid. Avamila, but a circumcision, stama, when you're doing a generic circumcision, lishma kami, it's inevitable that you're doing it for the sake of the mitzvah mila. Because when you say something is unspecifically, that it's for that sake, so two people don't just do circumcision, maybe it's going to be valid because it will be considered as lishma when you're doing it stam, which is what Akam does it for. Say, not that it was written shalal shemisha, say, it was not signed l'shem isha, which is valid even according to, which would be absurd, according to Rimei also. Now, Tais is bothered by a question. It says, Avigam, the Sefer Ketani, although the Sefer of our Mishnah, the next Mishnah says, yes, I can, b'chulu, mukila b'gimorim, k'b'lazer. So anyways, it's like Rebbe Lazar. Why are you trying to say how it's going to work according to Rebbe Meir? Come on, come still, Mashiach, Litchuk, Lahamik, Rebbe Meir. As much as we could try to explain the Mishnah, it's like, Rebbe Meir, we do because Mishnah, the Kailan, the Stamba, Rebbe Meir, because we say a non-specific Mishnah is Rebbe Meir, so we try to find how any element could be like a Meir. But that's what we're going to say, Beich, Kama, Shenechtem. How are you saying that we're saying there was not signed Lishma? But Vagatoni, the case that it's talking about is Ketzad. It says how so? What does it mean it was not Lishma? Shema calls Sefer Makrin. They heard the voice of the scribes calling out. Megmar explains, what does that mean they're calling out? Not that they're calling out. Makrin is calling out to other scribes. It's Masur Masur Islam. It's talking about the scribes are learning how to write. So that's the Shalal Lishma. So that's not signing, that's the writing. So says no, Yeshua has to what you can see is the Derech Sefer Lichtav Lachtav actually describes not only would they practice writing, they would put on signatures too of the Ged, Kiel Islam, to learn how to do the whole process, and therefore, yeah, it's the Shalei Lishma of the Chasima that the Sefer was doing. Next, this master begins the Gemara, B'hush Shai Mokim HaTorah. We're talking about where you left out the area of the Torah, and that's what we're referring to in regards to the Halacha of our Mishnah, which Tais says, what's this going on? It's a Maida actual El. Like Rabbi previously asked, well, Abnei Deinenu, that they don't have intelligence, Aslash Nui, coming to answer, so how do Cheshire become right? Yeah, they wrote the Taifas, they left out the Taif, which is the primary text, has to be written Lishma. Next Tais, Mata begins Gemara, Ebikachav Namit Labba Terahu. A non-Jew also is not someone that has, that's in the category of the heter of git, which truth is, have a Muslim the Gemara could have just said easier mishum de bein shluchachem the bris, that the reason why akum is not valid is because he can't be a shliach, has to be a person of the covenant. Ella nichlel mimahaytem. The reason why we prefer this labahatera, as because he doesn't have the halachas of getting kedushin, is because the shaychah be'ever wanted to include also the reason why a slave also would be invalid. Next, this master begins the gemara mimin not loyal ulmin lasnai. The reason why a suma is not valid because he has to see who's he taking from and who's he giving it to. So mekam asper says from here it sounds like the tzok shiakash shliach should know about the that the agent has to know who's the man and this is his wife. He has to see who he's giving it to. So he says, no, but maybe you could differentiate. Maybe you don't have to know. But the Dafka Suma, specifically a blind person, where he could be misled. You have to be more concerned that maybe they would mislead him, and therefore he has to know, and therefore he's invalid. Next, says, Master, the same thing as Abu Abdul Khadim and his Patek. The truth is, even if he does not come back to be able to see, as long as he was able to see originally, so that's okay, because then he saw who's giving it to him. Which Tay says, "Va'adam b'yesh nechel." And this thing says, "Babas v'tav kaf kaf chazem alaf hayday lo yed such linistam may have been stopped." If someone knew testimony before he became blind, then became blind. Pasul edus is invalid for testimony, but I thought that he doesn't have to be able to see at the end. Says Tay says, "Shani hacha." Here it's different because davigav get by a get a full ishin amenis. Even a woman is believed. So you see, we're more lenient regarding who we're believing regarding the get of the isha. And Tay, you should know this because that full asumim mikara. Even an initially blind person, Kamahacha, the Gemara had said, El Asuma Maila, why is the blind person not valid? So you see that, okay, we said why, but to be able to see at the end, no, that would you not require, as we see, we're more lenient here regarding the Namanus of a Get of a Isha.